This weekend marks 4 years since the Deepwater Horizon oil platform exploded in the Gulf of Mexico, the start of the largest accidental oil spill in history. 11 workers were killed on the rig about 50 miles off the coast of Louisiana. It took months for the leak to be capped, meaning that millions of gallons of oil escaped. And we've been following the environmental consequences on Science in Action ever since. Coastal birds were always considered some of the animals most at risk, and in the immediate aftermath, we saw those pictures of oil-slicked birds being washed down with dishwashing detergent. Well, now American scientists have put a new figure on the total number of birds killed during the oil spill. Science reporter Monica Seinscher read the study that's going to be published in Marine Ecology Progress series. Monica, what new have we learnt?
The basic idea of the scientists was there was an oil slick covering 3,600 square kilometers, and this oil slick was there for over 3 months during exactly the spring period where the birds are very active breeding and feeding, so they should have been affected due to the oil. But strangely, the rescuers only found around about 2,000 carcasses on the beaches, so that's next to nothing. So the scientists wanted to know how many birds were actually killed. And that is a rather difficult question, as one of the authors, Jeffrey Short, told me. He's an oil spill consultant and he's been with the US National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration for more than 30 years. And he's been working mainly on the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska in the late 80s. And now he consults with oil spills elsewhere around the world.
There's so many ways that birds that are killed could disappear before they're available to be counted or visible to be counted. They can be scavenged from the sea. The currents can take them out to sea. Once they're deposited, there can be scavengers on shore that remove the carcasses before someone comes to look for it. So there's a lot of ways that these carcasses can disappear or be unavailable for finding, and then they're hard to find. We know that when searchers look for them, they don't get them all, even if they're there. And there have been studies that have confirmed that. So we took into account all that information to base our expansion factors on.
And these expansion factors gave them an estimate of 600,000 birds killed.
So they found 2,000 birds, but when they applied all these factors that he just mentioned, they bumped that figure right up to 600,000. That seems like there must be quite a lot of uncertainty in that equation.
Oh, yes, definitely it is. I mean, one found carcass, more or less, means several hundreds of birds being killed or having survived. So that's a lot of uncertainty. And that's why the authors used a second approach. They used an exposure probability model, where they basically looked at how big the oil slick was at any given time and how many birds normally foraged in this area. And to find food, these birds have to dive into the ocean. And with the oil slick being so big, they would have to have dived into the oil at some point if they were flying over the oil slick and they didn't want to die from hunger. So if you assume that all the birds over the oil slick at some point got into contact with the oil, you can easily assume that 20% of them got killed. That's based on experiences from earlier oil spills. And so these two approaches, they used different methods, they used independent data sets, but they offered very similar results. 600,000 birds with the carcass recovery method and 800,000 birds with the exposure probability model. So that adds up to a lot of reliability of these studies. And as Jeffrey Short said, there were some species hit harder than others.
The species that was most harmed by this was the laughing gull. And we estimated that about 40% of the population in the Gulf of Mexico of laughing gulls were killed by this spill. So that's enough to be meaningful at the population level for that species. Other species included northern gannets, royal terns, and brown pelicans.
And if you're looking at bird counts from the following years, you can also see a massive decrease in the population of laughing gulls.
So, Monica, if we take these figures of 600,000 to 800,000 birds killed during this oil spill, those numbers sound huge. Can you put them into a bit of context for us? How important was this?
Well, I posed this question to Melanie Driscoll. She's director of bird conservation for the Gulf of Mexico and Mississippi Flyway with the National Audubon Society in Baton Rouge, a bird conservation agency. And this is her opinion on the two scientific approaches.
I think the studies are really good. I think they're overdue. It's 4 years. We're nearly at the 4-year anniversary, and there has been no estimate of mortality, even acute mortality. And while those numbers are much higher than in any other oil spill, I think the numbers are low, and I think the science is good. And that means that the implications of this are huge.
And just to give you some context, a bird mortality of 600,000 is 100 times higher than the natural bird mortality during a normal 3 month period in the Gulf of Mexico. So that is enormous. And keep in mind, this study only looks at the acute mortality during the 3 months after the oil spill. The scientists did not look at the effects of subsequent generations of seabirds, which certainly will be there because a killed bird can't have chicks anymore. So the generations to come are missing as well. And with the population decrease among laughing gulls of nearly 40%, it's very likely that there will be long-term effects because these birds are prey and they are predators at the same time. So if a lot of them are missing, that could affect everything in the ecosystem, from other birds and fish to crabs, oysters, shrimps, and so on.
Okay, science reporter Monica Sanchi, thank you.